Okay, so today is the plan. The plan for today is to finish up the sugya of Dalet Gosos. Right, we're in the middle of discussing the different people who are chayavim in Dalet Gosos. So just to finish up the nashim component of it, right, which we started discussing, afin hayubo sones. So within afin hayubo sones, basically three different issues. We covered two of them. Now we're going to cover the third. First issue within afin hayubo sones is what exactly is the geder of afin hayu? Again, is it that they were the primary participants, or just that they were also involved? Again, machlokes between Rashi and Rashbam here, and basically Tosos and everyone else. Fine. That was the first issue. Second issue we discussed is the need for such a distinct mechayev. Right? Why do nashim require a separate mechayev of afin hayubo sones? Again, the simple approach there was to counteract the patur of mitzvah aseh shehazman grama, again, which according to many Rishonim does apply even to mitzvahs derabanan, such as, you know, Dalet Gosos, Mikra Megillah, and there was Chanukah. Again, according to those Rishonim, right, since the patur of mitzvahs aseh shehazman grama applies even to mitzvahs derabanan, so therefore you need afin hayu to counteract that patur of the patur of zman grama. And the other approach is that according to Rashi and Brachos, who says that the patur of mitzvahs aseh zman grama does not apply to mitzvahs derabanan, so therefore you can't say according to Rashi and Brachos that afin hayu is needed to counteract the patur of zman grama, because there is no patur of zman grama to such a mitzvah derabanan. So according to that, we explained that you have to suggest that it's not coming to counteract the patur of zman grama. It's just referring to just when the chachamim were mitaking the original takana of Dalet Gosos or Mikra Megillah or Neiros Chanukah. The reason why they were magdir the takana in such a way to not be limited to onashim, but to include nashim, is because of the factor of afin hayu ba'osones. Fine. So now we're getting to the third issue within afin hayu ba'osones, which is probably maybe the most fundamental question, which is, right, what is the nature of the chiyuv for nashim? Right, what is the nature of the chiyuv generated by afin hayu ba'osones? And what is the relationship between the chiyuv for nashim and the chiyuv for onashim? That's really the question I have. So again, this question about the nature of the chiyuv for nashim is really, you know, raised succinctly by the Gris. It's a well-known Briska Rav in Erech and Dav Gimel Amud Aleph. So he raises the following two possibilities, and we're going to, you know, discuss really quickly a couple of nafkamina. So the chakira that the Gris raises in Erechin is as follows. The first sad is that the impact of afin hayu ba'osones, that what afin hayu ba'osones does, is that it undermines the patur of zman grama, thereby resulting in nashim being included alongside the chiyuv of anashim. So again, the first sad is to say that the chiyuv of nashim is really part of the original takana, which pertains to anashim, because the way the mechanics of afin hayu ba'osones, the afin hayu ba'osones comes along and undermines the patur of zman grama, leaving nashim to be included in the original takana alongside anashim. So again, if you can just, you know, just read this quickly inside. See the Griz on the Mamakomos. Arya, would you mind reading the first side quickly?
So it's not because there's no mitzvah shizman gama, because there is mitzvah shizman gama.
I mean, is the perush that afin hayu ba'osones is needed to undermine, to neutralize the patur, right, of zman grama, because zman grama would otherwise be shayach, and then umemela, what would happen?
That's what makes them chayav like anashim.
Right. Sorry. According to the first side, right, basically, what in essence, afin hayu neutralizes the patur of zman grama, which thereby causes the chiyav nashim to be placed alongside the chiyav of anashim in the original takana. So again, tzad number one is that the chiyav of nashim is really part of the original takana, just like the chiyav of anashim, because all afin hayu does is neutralize the patur of zman grama, thereby causing the chiyav of nashim to return to the original takana. The second tzad in the Griz is that, no, adding a couple words here, I think this is what he means, is that no, really the patur of zman grama still applies even after afin hayu ba'osones. But what afin hayu ba'osones does is that it generates an independent, separate chiyuv for nashim. So says the Griz in the second side that really the Patur of Afin Hayibo, sorry, the Patur of Zman Grama is still applicable to dictate that Nashim are not subject to the original takana of Anashim. What Afin Hayibo Osmanis does is that it generates, it creates a separate, new, distinct Chiyuv for Nashim. And the major difference, right, between these two options is whether the chiyuv of Nashim is really going to be parallel, going to be identical to the chiyuv of Anashim. According to the first side, they should be identical, because all Afin Hayibosonis did was that just neutralized the p'tur, resulting in the chiyuv of Nashim being back to the same chiyuv of Anashim. But according to the second side, no, they don't have to be identical, because the factor of Afin Hayibosonis generated an independent, separate takana for Nashim. So I'd like to just quickly highlight the difference between these two different stadim with a couple of nafkamina. The first nafkamina is raised by the Griz himself. Anyone recall what was the Griz's nafkamina? Avadim Kananim. Yeah, one of our shares, you know. Is that one of your topics? Yeah. So what's the nafkamina of the Griz?
The Avadim are parted from whatever Nashim are parted from.
Exactly.
Randomly, Nashim have to be parted from some random reason, then Avadim are chayv. So if Afin Hayibosonis removes the Zman Grama, so it's a regular, something in Nashim are chayv, so Avadim also chayv. If it's a separate chiyuv of Afin Hayibosonis, so it's a going random outside factor that only applies to women, therefore Avadim would not be.
Okay, excellent. Right, so the first nafkamina brought down by the Griz himself is whether Avadim Kananim will be chayavim in these mitzvos, Dirabanan of Dalet Kosos, Mikra Megillah, Neros Chanukah, which are generated by Afin Hayibosonis. Exactly like Tzvi just said. He says it's directly dependent on the two tzadim that he just mentioned. He said, according to the first option, first tzad, that what Afin Hayibosonis does is that it neutralizes the Petura of Zman Grama. So then the Griz assumes, this is an assumption, not Pashup, that Nashim and the Vadim Kananim share the exact same Petura of Zman Grama. So therefore, says the Griz, once Afin Hayu, but also Anes, undermines or neutralizes the Petur of Zman Grama for Nashim, so then it's going to neutralize the Petur of Zman Grama also for Avadim Kananim. And then Memela, not only will Nashim be Chayev in these mitzvahs, but Avadim Kananim as well. But, says the Griz, if the Petur of Zman Grama is still in place, and it's just that Afin Hayu generates an independent takana, so then it only makes sense for that independent takana generated by Afin Hayu Ba'osovnes to apply to Nashim, for whom the svar of Afin Hayu Ba'osovnes applies. So in short, the Griz says that, points out that the first nafkamina between these two tzadim is basically whether Avadim Kananim would be subject to these mitzvos d'rabanan generated by Afin Hayu. Just as Ha'ara is more of an Avadim Kananim issue, is that the Griz assumes that, as I mentioned before, that that Nashim and the Avadim Kananim are subject to the exact same Ptur of Zman Grama. That's not Pashut, right? Again, the Griz assumes that, and therefore it says, oh, within the first Tzad, once Afin Hayu neutralizes these Ptur of Zman Grama for Nashim, Memela, it also neutralizes the Ptur of Zman Grama for Avadim Kananim, and Memela, they're all going to be Chayiv in the mitzvah at hand. But it's not pashut at all. You can say they both share the din of being pater from, you know, midin from mitzvah saseh shazman grama, but you can say that they're distinct pturim, and therefore just because Afin Hayu Vosonez undermines the ptur zman grama for Nashim, it wouldn't necessarily undermine the distinct ptur zman grama for Avadim Kananim. So again, if you take that alternative assumption, you're mechalik between the ptur zman grama for Nashim and the Avadim Kananim, so then you would say that Avadim Kananim would not be subject to these mitzvos even within the first side. That's just a ha'ara, b'alma. Yeah.
Another similar aura based on edit stuff.
Uh-huh.
So they kind of bring down that according to the Rashbam, I think the Rashbam right there, it's lav dafka ikur hanis nasal yodam, but it's how you bechal sakana.
Not the Rashbam. Right. That's also
but, okay. So according to that tzad, then it's b'shayach b'avadim also, meaning the etzim svara safin.
Avadim kananim?
That's what he says.
That's very hard to entertain. They weren't involved in the nays.
Right, I guess the question is just how do we define who they're, you know, which group of people they are the continuation of? Right?
I'm saying, but Pashas, they're Kananim. Just because they're now.
Like, it's not like women are, you know, more descendant from the women in Yitzhak's time than men are, right? It's like, no, they're viewed as a continuation of
a
that group
of
people.
Years, so it wasn't often where it was in this.
Okay, that's a separate.
So,
that's
a, now it's at the 90s, was different.
That's a separate discussion about Giyur, about
no,
whether.
I was saying, so even though it's a tiny, but it's an Eved, so it's already not exactly tiny, right? It does have.
There are certain Zedim, correct. There is a parallel between the process of Eved Kanani and the process of Giyur, not for now, but just one point at a time. That svara, I think, is very hard to entertain. Meaning, in terms of the Afin Ayubos Nes, the fact that Nashim were subject to that same Nes is because as a category, the Nashim of Klal Yisrael were subject to the Nes. Avadim Kananim are considered, you know, add-ons later. That's very hard.
Right. Like Yishon, the Jews had slaves in Egypt.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Even so, I appreciate, you know, bringing the Makor, but that's a very, you know, strange, difficult Makor. Okay, so the first Naf Kamina brought down by the great Grizz himself is this issue of Avadim Kananim. A second, I'll say more well-known Naf Kamina is the issue, right, if you're trying to figure out, if you're trying to, like, look for a test case, for a litmus test, right, about whether, you know, the Chiyuv of Nashim is identical to the Chiyuv of Anashim, so great, and again, as we pointed out, that would be a, you know, a direct difference between the two, you know, options we presented, a great litmus test would be whether Nashim could be motzios Anashim in these particular mitzvahs, right? Generally, the klal is if you want to be motzi someone, you have to be on. You have to have the same level of chiyuv as that person that you're being motzi. So therefore, a great place to look is to ascertain whether, in fact, Nashim could be motzios Anashim in terms of these mitzvahs. So in fact, this happens to be a very big discussion when it comes to Mikra Megillah. Not just a politically charged issue, but a lamdish issue. Right? The question is whether halachically nashim who are chayavos in mikra megillah midin afin hayibos onis, can they be motzios anashim in mikra megillah? So as you can imagine, this should be directly tali on these two tzadim. According, just don't hurt yourself, Yoshua. Right? According to the first tzad, that afin hayibos onis simply undermines the pterus magrama, resulting in the chiyav of nashim falling back to the same chiyuv of anashim, and therefore they have the same identical chiyuv. So therefore, since they have identical chiyuv, mistama, nashim would be able to be motzios anashim, at least from the perspective of the same level of chiyuv. Okay, there could be external factors such as snias, kolisha. I'm not talking about those. Just fundamentally, they would have the same level of chiyuv, and therefore fundamentally, nashim would be able to be motzios anashim. But we're going to see right now that there are a number of makoros which suggest that no, nashim cannot be motzios anashim in Mikra Megillah because the nature of the chiyuv, right? Because the nature of the chiyuv nashim in Mikra Megillah is different than the nature of the chiyuv anashim in Mikra Megillah. Again, we're going to see these makoros right now. Again, according to these makoros, these would seemingly fall into the right in the to the camp of the second option, which said the reason why the nature of the chiyuv nashim is different than the nature of the chiyuv anashim because afin hayibos ones generates an independent takana for nashim, and once afin hayibos ones is generating an independent takana for nashim, there's always the possibility that the nature of that independent takana is going to be different than the nature of the original takana for anashim. Oh, so what are these makoros? Okay, yeah, all right.
According to that. Isn't it also possible that maybe Anashim cannot be Motzi Nashim because if their chiyuvim are qualitatively different?
So the question is the qualitative difference like just like a hierarchy difference? Because then if it's a hierarchy difference, so then generally if you have a higher level chiyuv, you can be Motzi. Like generally if someone's chayiv midah oraisa, they can be Motzi someone who's only chayiv midah rabbanan. Even though it's qualitatively different, the point is it's not just a difference, but it's more a qualitative difference in terms of like hierarchy. So again, we'll get to the details right now in terms of what the what exactly is the nature of the difference, and then we'll be able to go back to your question.
And this second option is not brought in the resistance
itself. No. No, you generally have that bothers you, but
no.
Enjoy. You know, because your other comments about the other Grizz and our pshat on the run and our Rabbeinu David. But I was just joking. So the first makor, right? At least some people. Yeah. Okay. So right, the first. Makor for the most famous makor for this is the famous shita of the Bahak. Again, if you can open up to Tosos in Megillah Daf Dalad, quotes this famous shita of the Bahak. Right? So Tzvi, you probably know this for a while. So what's the famous shita of the Bahag? What's the chiyuv of Nashim? What's the nature of their chiyuv? Only? Exactly, right? So the famous shita of the Bahag, we'll read this inside, is that since the chiyuv of Nashim in Mikra Megillah is only midin shemia, their chiyuv is formulated in terms of needing to hear Kriyas Megillah, but not in terms of a chiyuv of Kriyas Megillah like a Nashim. So it says Bahag, that's why Nashim cannot be motzios Anashim, because the chiyuv of Nashim is limited to the realm of Shmia, and the chiyuv of Anashim beyond Shmia is also Kriya. So therefore, says the Bahag, Nashim cannot be Motzios Anashim in the mitzvah of Kriyas Megillah. Again, so if you look at the Lashon of Tosos and Daf Dalet, again, the Bahag here doesn't explicitly say that, but it's pretty implicit in the presentation of Tosos. That's why I wanted to read Tosos inside. Willie, do you have it?
No.
You have it?
I do now,
though. Okay, so Tosas and Daf Dalet, Dior Maskel, Nashim Chayavos.
Whole thing?
Yeah, start from getting, we'll skip a little bit.
Okay.
Just read the Dior Maskel, it's important to you. Oh, so, right, when the Gemara is formulating, right, is characterizing the Chiv of Nashim, it says that Nashim are Chayavos in Mikra Megillah. So, at first day on Tosas is going to be Medayik from this. Right, this first day in Tosos is Medayik from the Lashon of the Gemara. The fact that the Gemara says, formulates, characterizes the Chiyuv of Nashim B'Mikra Megillah as a Chiyuv in Kriyas HaMegillah. So then, says Tosos in the first day, so then, since the nature of the Chiyuv of Nashim is identical to the nature of the Chiyuv of Anashim, they're both a Chiyuv of Kriyas HaMegillah, so therefore, Nashim should be able to be Motzios Anashim. But then comes along the Bahag, if you skip towards, you know, towards the end, it says, Pasku halachos gedolos.
Yeah.
So the Bahag argues and says that what? Exactly. So again, the Bahag, as cited by Tosas, doesn't explain what the analysis is, but again, no. Power number one is that in light of the original presentation of Tosas, Tosas says the reason why, you know, women seemingly would not be able to be motzios anashim is if they were chiyav in shmiya. But the reason why the first day thinks that they can be motzios is because, you know, the Gemara formulates it in terms of kriya. But then when the Baha comes along and says, no, you know, the Havmin is correct, that Nashim cannot be Motzios, the implication would be because the nature of their Chiyav is a Shmia and not Kriya. And in line with that analysis, if you continue on, the Baha, when the Baha formulates the Chiyav of Nashim, he formulates it in terms of Shmia. You see one more line. Right, that's why I got a little sensitive when he said Kriya. Right? Because the Bahag, again, when he formulates the Chiyav of Nashim, he says, Kol Chayavim Bishmiya Avadim Nashim and Kitanim. So again, what comes out both from the presentation of Tosos and from just the Lashon of the Bahag is the Bahag, Lishitaso, formulating that the Chiyav of Mikra Megillah for Nashim is Midin Shmia, Lishitaso therefore says that Nashim whose Chiyav is Shmia cannot be Motzios on Nashim whose Chiyav is Betoras Kriya. Again, that's a whole topic in of itself. Why the difference? We're not getting into that right now. But suffice for now is that according to this Bahag, the fact that the nature of the Chiyav generated by Afin Hayubosonis is distinct in nature from the Chiyav, from the original Chiyav of Anashim, i.e., the chiyuv generated by Afin Hayu is Betoras Shmiya, while the original chiyuv for Anashim is Betoras Kriya. That implies that Afin Hayu Ba'osu Anes is generating an independent Takana. And once Afin Hayu Ba'osu Anes generates an independent Takana, so then that leaves open the possibility that the Takana, the independent Takana generated, is going to be distinct in nature from the original Takana. But, right, in line with the second option we've been developing. But if you adopted the first approach, which to Afin Hayu Bosonis, which said that, no, all Afin Hayu Bosonis is that it just, you know, neutralizes the Ptur and then just places Nashim back to the original Takana of Anashim, so then such a chilek seemingly would not be possible. Yeah.
Yeah, just looking at the Hag.
Yeah.
It seems to Sefer very well, that he also brings down that Afhen is Shayubosu Sofik Lahashmir Larabulabi. So it's Lav Dafka that they were part of the Ikaranis. Maybe it makes more sense that they're kind of tough on.
I'm saying the Bahag holds. Where does Bahag hold that? Heaven?
Same in Yates, I wasn't.
Okay, that relates a little bit to yesterday's discussion, but yeah, it could work. Yeah, for sure, it works fine. Again, you didn't have to say that, but because as you said before, if fine, yeah, 100%. The other makor for this, which is a little less clear, is it's a well-known Turi Evan. So again, the Turi Evan, it's the Turi Evan, which I quoted on the Mar Makomas here. It's also a Tosas Rukuvegir on Mishnayos. So if anyone's familiar with this, again, I don't have access to that in Bar-Ilan here, but it's also Tosfos Rekubi Eger a Mishnayos. Something tells me that it's Chagiga, a Mishnayos and Chagiga, but again, I haven't seen that in a while, who basically offer an alternative explanation, right, as to why Nashim cannot be Motzios Anashim in Mikra Megillah. So what's the explanation, Antzvi, do you recall? That's from the Turi Evan. What's the reason why Nashim cannot be Motzios Anashim?
Afin only works Darbana level, so therefore Nashim Machayev Midabana. Anashim Machayev Midurei Kabbalah.
Which,
so therefore,
which he assumes is like Kein Dor Haisa,
yeah,
which is its own Kiddush.
Therefore, they are on a higher level than Nashim, and Nashim cannot be able to them.
Exactly. So again, the Turi Evan again makes this, makes a couple of assumptions here. Right, exactly, right. Exactly what Tzvi just said. In short, the idea is that because Afin Hayu Ba'oso Ines only works in the realm, only generates a Chiyav Dirabanan, the Chiyav Dirabanan of Nashim cannot be Motzios Anashim, whose Chiyav is on a higher level than Dirabanan, at a higher level of Divrei Kabbalah, right, because it comes from the Megillah itself, which is, comes from Ruach HaKodesh, which Turi Evan and Rukvi Eger assume is a distinct level, which is like Ke'en Daraisa, and therefore the lower level Dirabanan of Nashim cannot be Motzios, the higher level Divrei Kabbalah of Anashim. That's not Divrei Sofrim, Divrei Kabbalah. It's different. Yeah, right, that's a very different. What's
the
what? Yeah, and that's his own, it's his own discussion about Divrei Sofrim. In Kamakum Laharich, but yeah, Rambam sometimes uses Divrei Sofrim for Daraisas, which are learned out of Yugo Mido, sometimes uses it for Dirabanans, which are Kein Daraisa. Again, not for now. But either way, this Turi Evan seems to be based on two, I won't say questionable, but two assumptions. Assumption number one is that he thinks there's a qualitative difference between the levels of Divrei Kabbalah and Divrei Chachamim. Right, he assumes that in this level of hierarchy, there is a Dinda Oraisa, and there's Divrei Kabbalah, and there's Divrei Chachamim, or Dinei Dirabanan. And he assumes within this hierarchy, there are three distinct levels, and each level cannot be Motzi, someone on above level. That's a Chiddush, because even though this concept of a hierarchy and not being able to be Motzi, someone on a higher level in the hierarchy, that's Pashit. But again, you could have assumed, you could have grouped it as follows. You could have said there's a Divrei Torah level, and then there's non-Divrei Torah, but Divrei Kabbalah and Divrei Chachamim are on the same boat. You could have said that. What the Rukiva Eger and the Turi Evan assume is that, no, it's not just two categories of Do'oraisa and the non-Do'oraisas, which would group Divrei Kabbalah and Divrei Chachamim, but no, that there's a distinct level of Divrei Kabbalah, which is, separate from Divrei Chachamim, and therefore level 3 of Divrei Chachamim cannot be Motzi level 2 of Divrei Kabbalah. Again, not our discussion, but important to note that that's a mechudash assumption of the Turi Evan and the Rukiv Eger. Oh. The other assumption, which is more relevant to our discussion, is that he assumes that the Chiyav of Nashim is distinct from the Chiyav of Anashim. Again, he assumes that the Takana, that the Chiyav generated by Afin Hayu, but also Anais, is a distinct Chiyav from the Chiyav generated from the original Takana of Anashim. And again, Apipashtus, this approach of the Turi Evan works better with, right, with Tzad, with the option number 2, right, which assumes that Afin Hayu generates its own Chiyav. And once you assume that Afin Hayu generates its own Takana, so then it's misnabber to say that, oh, that Takana has the status of Divrei Chachamim, which is distinct from the original Takana of Anashim, which is Divrei Kabbalah. But if you held that Afin Hayu was like, you know, along the lines of the first option, that all Afin Hayu did was neutralize the Ptura of Zman Grama, and then Memela, the Chiyav of Nashim, falls back to the original Takana of Anashim, so then you could claim, this is not Merchach, then you could claim, according to that option, that the Chiyav of Nashim should similarly have the status of Divrei Kabbalah alongside the Chiyav of Anashim. So again, the fact that the Turi Evan slash Rekiva Eger say that Afin Hayu generates its own independent takana, which is the status of Dirabanan, which is separate and distinct from the original takana of Anashim, again, seems to align with the second option that Afin Hayu Bosonis generates an independent takana. Fine. Arkan is our discussion of Afin Hayu Bosonis. All right, a little leak. Oh, okay. So Akan is our discussion of Afin Hayu Bosonis, discussing the application of Dalakosos to Nashim. First of all, any questions before we move on? Good? Okay. So I'd like to now move on to the application of Dalakosos to Ketanim, or Tinokos. We'll see if that formulation is important. So let's look at the Braisa quoted on Kufches on the base, the bottom there, where the Gemara quotes a Machokes Tanaim about whether Dalakosos applies to what it calls Tinokos.
Where's that?
The bottom of Kuf Ches Amud Beis. Ari, what do you mind? Tanur Banan?
Tanur Banan. Hakochei of Arba Kosos Halalu. Ech Anashim, Ech Anashim, Ech Tinokos. So everyone's chayv. Anashim, Nashim, and Tinokos.
Right, so Anashim, clearly, you need any justification for that. Nashim goes back to our discussion of Afin Hayu Bosonis, the member of Yeshua and Levi, quoted on the top of the Amud. And now, our discussion now, he says, Ech Tinokos. The Tanakama includes Tinokos within the Chiv of Dalakosos. And then Reb Yehuda argues.
What does it do for them to drink wine?
So Ella, you know, you just give them.
So just get them to get into it and so they don't fall asleep in the last question. You give them like snacks.
Exactly. So I'd like to now take a step back and analyze the nature of this machlokas to the Tanakama and Reb Yehuda regarding, you know, the application of the Chiyav Dalakosos to Tinokos. So again, the first order of business is try to understand what is the nature of the Chiyav according to the Tanakhama. What's the basis, according to the Tanakhama, of being the Chayav Ketanim in Dalakosos? So again, we're going to see this itself is subject to Machlokas Yishalom. So the first approach seems to be adopted by the Rashba. The first approach is that the Chiyav of Ketanim is parallel to the Chiyav of Nashim, in that it is Midin Afin Hayu Ba'oso Hanes. This seems to emerge from the Lashon of the Rashbam. Willie, do you see the Lashon of the Rashbam? Two lines up, when he says Ve'echad Hatinokos?
Yeah.
Right? So when the Rashbam justifies Shita's Tanakama, that Tinokos are included in Dalakosos, he utilizes the Lashon of Shagam Heim Nigel, which again, to anybody, you know, who knows, who's aware of the concept of Afin Hayu Bosonis, seems to be a reference to the concept of Afin Hayu Bosonis. Says the Tanakama Lefia Rashbam, just like Afin Hayu Bosonis is Mechayiv Nashim in Dalakosos, similarly, that same factor of Afin Hayu could be Mechayiv Ketanim in Afin Hayu, can be Mechayiv Ketanim in Dalad Kosos. So again, that seems to emerge from the Lashon of the Rashbam. Then I get the basis that the nature of the Chiyav, according to Tanakama, is Midin Afin Hayu Ba'osones. But Ha'ara, which is in order, is the following, which will become important, as we'll see in just a moment. And that is that while, according to this, it would seem that the Chiyav for Ketanim is similar, or that the din of Afin Hayu Ba'osonis for Ketanim is similar to the Afin Hayu Ba'osonis by Nashim, in fact, they're going to be, you know, distinct and different. Why? If you recall, right, Nashim, according to most Rishonim, we understood that the function of Afin Hayu is somehow to counteract, right, the need of Afin Hayu, according to most Rishonim, is to counteract the Petur of Zman Grama. But the Petur of Zman Grama only applies to Nashim. You never find a Petur of Zman Grama when it comes to Tinokos, because Tinokos are simply not Chayavim in mitzvos. So again, it's become important that it could very well be that the nature of Afein Hayu, or the function of Afein Hayu, is going to be different for Nashim than it is for Ketanim, as follows. For Nashim, according to Moshe Shonim, the need for, right, the function of Afein Hayu is to counteract the Petur of Zman Grama. But when it comes to Ketanim, Afein Hayu is not coming to counteract the Petur of Zman Grama in any way. It's only coming to be mechadish, to generate an independent chiyuv mitzvah for ketanim, because ketanim generally are einam b'nei chiyuvah in mitzvos. So therefore, the afein hayu, the function of afein hayu for ketanim, is not to counteract the petura of zman grama. It's rather to just be mechayiv michadash a mitzvah of dalat kosos for ketanim. One second. And this distinction between the role, the function of Afein Hayu for Nashim and the Afein Hayu for Ketanim is going to allow us to answer the following question. Because if you think about it, there seems to be a stira within the Rashbam. If you recall, the Rashbam said that the only reason why Nashim are subject to Afein Hayu, what was Rashbam's perspective? Because they were the cause. And the question when you look at the Rashbam is, wait a second, if the only reason why Afein Hayu applies to Nashim is because they were the primary cause, so then how then can the Tanakhama apply that same Afein Hayu to Ketanim? Ketanim were clearly not the cause of these mitzvos, of these geulos, of these nisim. They might have been afheim, they might have been included, but Rashbam Lashitaso says that in order to be subject to Afein Hayu, it's not enough to be also be included. They need to be the primary participant or the primary cause. But again, exactly. But according to this chiluk, it's exactly the point. As we suggested before, the only reason why the Rashbam and Rashi needed the svara of Nashim being the primary cause is to overcome the counter pressure of Zman Grama. As we pointed out, according to some Mefarshim, the Petur of Zman Grama is a positive value that we don't want Nashim to be subject to time-bound mitzvos. So in order to overcome that Petur of Zman Grama, we said that perhaps the only way you overcome that positive value of pattering Nashim from time-bound mitzvos is if you say that they were the primary cause of these particular mitzvos. But when it comes to Ketanim, because they don't have the counter-pressure of Zman Grama, it's just that there is no Chiyuv, so then perhaps that's why the Rashbam Lashitaso is comfortable with applying Afein Hayu Ba'oso Anes to Ketanim, despite the fact that Ketanim weren't the primary cause, because the need for them, for Nashim to be the primary cause, was specifically to overcome the counter pressure of Zman Grama, which is not at play for Ketanim. For Ketanim, all you need is to generate a Chiyuv, and therefore the fact that Afein Hayu, in the general sense, that Ketanim were also subject to the Nes at hand, that would suffice. Yeah.
This only works according to what Rabbi said yesterday, that
Nashim
have like a specific
tour. Exactly. Again, it's all according to that. Again, in my mind, again, I'm not saying there aren't alternatives, but in my mind, that's the only way we suggested why the Rashbam and Rashi would need to go out of their way to say that Nashim are the primary cause. Because just the fact that they're also involved, why wouldn't that suffice to also include them in the mitzvah? It sounds like it's only if Zman Groma is like a positive value to potter them. But again, according to that analysis, then when it comes to Ketanim, since you don't have that counter pressure of Zman Grama, you specifically want to pater the Ketanim, therefore you don't need, you know, the higher level of being the primary cause, as long as Afein Hayu, in the literal sense, that's going to suffice for Ketanim. Aaron, were you raising your hand before? No? Okay. So just a related makor to this idea that a chiyuv for ketanim would be midin afein hayu, which is a chiddush, because afein hayu in the Gemara is only explicitly applied to nashim. So again, another makor in Rishonim for this idea of justifying a chiyuv ketanim based on afein hayu comes to the Ramban. Again, the Ramban in quoted by the Ran and Megillah. So the Ran and Megillah vavam beis bedapei harif. Right. So first the Ran quotes Tosos about, right? Yeah, before doing all that, turn to the Mishnah in your Testament base in Megillah. Again, it's an important Mishnah which cites a machlokas Tanaim about whether Ketanim could be Motzi Gedolim in Mikra Megillah. Anyone have a Megillah? Megillah, your Testament base, it's the Mishnah there. Your test, yeah. 19B. Yeah. Right, so Shita the Tanakama is that everyone could read the Megillah except for Chereshota Katan. Clearly saying that a Katan cannot read the Megillah for a Gadol. Oh. And review this. Exactly. So review that comes along as Machshir, a Katan, right, allows a Katan to be Motzi, a Gadol, in Mikra Megillah. And the big question that the Rishonim are coming to ask is, what's the basis of the Shita, right? Why, according to Rabbi Yehuda, number one, why are Ketanim Chayev in Mikra Megillah? And then once you understand why they're Chayev, then understand why they could be Motzi, everyone else. So, again, the Tosos on the spot, right, discusses the whole issue. Right, he's trying to justify the Shita of the Tanakama and goes to the whole famous Tosos about two Drabanans not being able to be Motzi, one Drabanan. Again, that's not as directly relevant to us, because our sugya is not about being motzi, it's rather just trying to figure out what exactly is the basis of the chiyah of the ketanim. But the Ran, again, bedape, right, on vav on the base, bedape hariv. Anyone have bedape hariv here? Basically quotes the Ramban, who argues in Tosos, and says, do you see the line, Yedir Mas Rabbi Yehuda Machshir? See the line where it says Rabbi Yehuda Atzma? That's where he quotes the Ramban. He says, "Rabbi Yehuda Atzma."
Rabbi Yehuda Atzma, lo hi tirar b'katan ella b'megillah, mimnei shekulam hayu b'oso anis.
Oh,
only not b'megillah because they were all at the nes.
Oh, so the Ramban, right, in parallel fashion to the Rashbam in the context of Dalakosos, the Ramban in the context of Mikra Megillah, I was very excited about this. Right, the Ramban says that the reason why ketanim are subject to the chiyuv, the reason why the ketanim according to Rabbi Yehuda are subject to the chiyuv of Megillah is because afhein hayu ba'oso anes, to quote the Lashon, b'mnei shekulam hayu ba'oso anes. So here you have a parallel to the Rashbam, where the Ramban similarly says that the basis of a chiyuv for ketanim is based on this idea of afhein hayu ba'oso anes. Okay. Something which I don't have an answer to is that it's just strange, though, that the Shitos and the Tanaim are flipped. If you noticed, here, which is problematic, especially for this Shita. Here in Dalakosos, it's the Tanakama, where it'd be Mechayev Ketanim, Midin Afin Hayiboso Anes, according to Rashbam, and it's Rabbi Yehuda, who is rejecting the seemingly the application of Afin Hayiboso Anes to Ketanim, which we'll get to. While over there, it's the opposite. It's Rabbi Yehuda, according to the Ramban, who's being Mechayev Ketanim in Mikra Megillah, Midin Afin Hayiboso Anes, and it's the Rabbanon who's seemingly saying not. Again, unless you're mechalak between the particular nisim, but
maybe that's why Yehuda doesn't object mitzad the afhein. He objects when matol sinah was biyayin. Like, this is not an effective application of that.
Okay, we'll see. We'll have to play out the shitas. That's not true according to everyone. We'll see the Rashbam l'shitaso. We'll get back to that. But you're right. If you can understand Rabbi Yehuda's rejection as not rejecting afhein hayuboso anes, then that would be fine. But again, we're going to see within the Rashbam that's not what the Rashbam seems to be saying. But, so far, the first approach within the Tanakhama is that the basis of the Chi of Ketanim is Midin Afin HaYiboso Nes, and we analyzed that. The other approach in the Sugya, which is probably the more intuitive approach, is that what's the basis, why really, if I were to ask you, you know, without learning any Makoros, and I were to tell you, certain Tanas, Mechayev Ketanim, in a particular mitzvah, what would you say the nature of that chiyuv is? Midin chinuch. Oh. And in fact, Rabbeinu David and the Chiddushei HaRei, Rabbeinu David explicitly says that the first he quotes the Rashbam's Afin HaYiboso Anes, rejects it, doesn't like the notion of applying Afin HaYiboso Anes to Ketanim. And then the Rabbeinu David says, this is again on the spot, Dira Masl Amar Rav Yehuda, he says, V'hanachon, Shatanakama hayamatrich as a tinokos, sheyishdu arbakosos kidei lechonchan. Right, the basis of the chiyuv and dalakosos for ketanim, according to the Tanakama, is a classical din of chinuch. Right, kimo shemechanchan osan b'shar mitzvos. Just like you find a din chinuch by other mitzvos, so to hear Tanakama is simply saying this is an expression, is an application of the general din chinuch as applied to the dalakosos. Again, that's clearly the Rabbeinu David says that b'shem Tanakama, And the Chiddush Ha'aran, again, not explicit within the Tanakhama, but when the Chiddush Ha'aran, Dior Maschil Ma Ma'ila, when he explains the rejection of Rabbi Yehuda, it emerges that the basis of the Tanakhama was Midin Chinuch, and that's why he explains Rabbi Yehuda's rejection as saying, the general Din of Chinuch is not applicable to Dalakosos. But again, we'll get to the rejection in just a moment. But again, it becomes clear from both Rabbi Yehuda, both Rabbeinu David, and the Chiddush Ha'aran that they explain that the nature of the chiyuv of the Tanakhama for Ketanim is not midin afen ha'yiboso nes like the Rashbam, but rather general din midin chinuch. Before analyzing the rejection of Rabbi Yehuda within both of these approaches, just to note that a potential nafkamina, right, between these two different approaches about whether the nature of the chiyuv for Ketanim is midin chinuch or midin afen ha'yiboso nes, right, within Tanakhama, could possibly be a question about the age, right? Generally, when it comes to the general din of mitzvahs chinuch, generally we don't know. There's a cutoff, right? The only time the mitzvah chinuch applies is when the katan is a gia legil chinuch, which is different for each mitzvah. But again, there's a notion, there's a cutoff that the mitzvah of chinuch only applies when the katan is of age. Right, generally as defined by having an understanding and having an ability to perform, let's say, the ikur of the mitzvah. But if you say that it's midin afin hayiboso anes, so then it's not so pashut that you'd have that same qualification of needing the katan to be higio lechal chinuch. If anything, afin hayiboso anes, if the svar of afin hayiboso anes is that the ketanim were also involved, so that misvara seems to apply to ketanim of all ages. Ha'ara. And just to point out, it's interesting that perhaps a smach to the Rashbam is that if you look carefully, what's the Tanakhama's lashon when he's describing ketanim in this context? Hint, it's not ketanim. What's the lashon? Echa tinokos. And I think that's a diuk that generally, if you're describing like a katan of a certain age who's like close to bar mitzvah and therefore has reached the gil of chinuch, you generally referred to as a katan. The implication of the lashon of tinokos, right? Tinokos literally means even babies. So the implication of the Tanakhama is that even tinokos, even as young as babies, as long as they could drink the water, I don't know what the cutoff would be, but even tinokos, it doesn't seem like there is even a cutoff. So again, the notion of the din of Tanakhama applying even to tinokos literally would work out very well for the Rashbam, who holds that, yeah, it's midin afin ha'yiboso nes, and therefore applies to children of all ages. Rabbi Nadav and the Chiddush Ha'aran would argue that no, probably would say, tinokos lav davka, it's really ketanim, and therefore it would only apply to ketanim of a certain age. Should be interesting. Fine. Okay, so again, a potential nafkamina would be the age requirement. Right. If it's midin chinuch, you'd have the requirement. If it's midin afin hayu, not necessarily. And then again, I was just saying, the lashon of tinokos could imply along the lines of the Rashbam. Yeah.
Well, I don't think that tinokos really means anything. The Mishnah and Sukkah says, "Is a mead tinokos shem disalavein."
One more time.
The Mishnah and Sukkah says,
"Yeah,
mead tinokos shem disalavein melchem disalavein."
So we'll just
mead tinokos.
Yeah.
Shem disalavein.
Okay.
Melchem disalavein.
Okay.
And basically, so. And deer is for sure not referring to her. Really got the small tinokos, so not chayovin.
You're saying there it's clearly referring to ketana. Who have the ulav nesrog midin chinuch. So you're saying there's a path. It's good hara. So Yeshua's pointing out that you find elsewhere the lashon of tinokos in the context of the din chinuch. Okay? Point taken. Fine. So Adkan, right, we just discussed the nature of the Tanakhama. But now, obviously, right, a proper understanding of the Tanakhama will now impact. So now, what is Rabbi Yehuda's rejection? Right, when Rabbi Yehuda says, V'chi ma to'el es yesh li tinokos b'yayin, which literally means, you know, what value is there to tinokos drinking wine? The question is, so what type of rejection is that really? And as you can imagine, right, the nature of that rejection is going to be impacted by the nature of who Rabbi Yehuda is arguing on, right? And so that therefore, we have to go through the different approaches. So within the Afen, let's get back to the Ashir point. Right? Within the first approach, that the Tanakhama holds that the basis of the Chiyuv is Afen Hayiboso Nes. So now we have to understand, so how is Rabbi Yehuda rejecting the application of Afen Hayiv HaLasonis. And if you look very carefully at the Rashbam, right, the Rashbam does not understand the Rabbi Yehuda's Lashon Kipashus, as saying, oh, just simply, what value is there to drinking wine? Because, as I was saying to Asher before, because Rashbam Lishitaso thinks that Rabbi Yehuda has to be counteracting, right, the Mechayiv of Afen Hayiv HaLasonis. So how does the Rashbam learn? How does Rashbam understand the arguments, the taina of Rabbi Yehuda, Tzvi? Right? Says the Rashbam. Halo peturim min ha-mitzvos. Now the question is, what exactly is going on here? Tanakama says that ketanim are chayev midin afin ha-yiboso anes. And now Rabbi Yehuda is saying, what do you mean? They're putter for mitzvos. The question is, are they talking to each other or like past each other? How does Rabbi Yehuda's statement, according to Rashbam, of ketanim being peturim in mitzvos, how does that undermine the Tanakama's shita that ketanim are chayev midin afin hayibosones? Like, what's the connection between ketanim being peturim in mitzvos to rejecting the application of afin hayibosones to ketanim? Anybody? How do you connect the dots? Yeah.
If there's no
chiyuv
of that.
What do you mean?
Why cannot? You can't get into that category because they're not
chiyuv in any mitzvos. Why not just have afen how you generate a chiyuv?
But the chiyuv of afen, it's not going on anything. You don't have any chiyuv.
Okay. Let's see.
Or a suggestion.
Yeah.
If you hold like Rashbam holds by Kitanu that they are only in the Shran, so who says Kitanu and Chuyuv to not do that? Isurim. What does Rashbam do with them? Rashbam did it to Isurim, let them or kill them.
Yeah,
so they were.
He's saying, okay. I hear where you're going, but it's a chiddush because the physical shiba of the pashas is the ikar, or at least a component. Yeah.
You can just say that the whole point of afen hayonis is just to get you to be allowed to do this certain mitzvah. So if there's no purpose for them doing certain mitzvah, then.
But he's not saying there's no purpose. He's just saying halo peturim in a mitzvah.
Right. So that the whole reason of afen hayonis is just a step for you to be able to be mekayim this mitzvah. So if there's no mitzvah for the mekayim, then the step doesn't put them in a place where they can't be.
Okay. I think he's getting similar to what Yeshua was saying. Willie?
Maybe he's saying that they're totally potter and any chiyuv only goes on the parents of the mekayim. So now you're telling me that afhein, these kids are chayiv, but that doesn't tell me anything about the actual chiyuv which goes on the mother or the father. So now,
and just like the stam, just like there's a minchas chinuch, just like there's a minchas chinuch, just like there's a mitzvah of chinuch,
yeah,
which either is on the katan or on the gadol, whatever, that's its own lamdas. So I can say afen hayiboso nes also does the same thing, either mitzad the katan himself or the parent is chiyuv to ensure that he drinks. Maishna.
Huh. Now we're talking about afen the stam himself. Tell me that
Afhain
can tell the parents to give them to drink.
Maybe that's good for the issue of Yehuda, because Yehuda is machshav by Megillah, meaning he doesn't agree to this notion of like pursuing Nisa, that we should have someone else do something, even though he has no chovas gavra per se. Yehuda says, no, if he's in the chayav, he has chovas gavra, and then.
Okay, close, good. So it's possible to suggest that according to Rabbi Yehuda, his conception of Afen Hayu relates to what we were discussing before. Remember we pointed out before, Rabbi Yehuda's conception of Afen Hayu could be that what Afen Hayu Ba'osonez does is that all it does is that it patters, right, it neutralizes the Ptur of Zman Grama. And then Mimela, the Chiyav of Nashim, you know, falls back to the Chiyav of Anashim. But if that's the conception of Afen Hayu, for Rabbi Yehuda, that Afen Hayu doesn't generate chiyuvim, but all it does is that it neutralizes the patur. So what Rabbi Yehuda can be saying is that, yeah, halo paturim in a mitzvos. Once ketanim aren't mechuyavim in their own mitzvos, then afen hayu ba'oso anes is not shayach. Because afen hayu ba'oso anes, for Rabbi Yehuda, all it does is that it neutralizes the patur, and then memela, nashim will be chayev in the original takana. But it only applies to nashim who are at least, benos chiyuva, to begin with. Masha enken ketanim, once they're not b'nei chiyuva, and you assume that afen hayu doesn't generate chiyuvim, doesn't generate an independent takana, it just paters, right? It just neutralizes the patur. So then afen hayu ba'oso anes is not shayach to ketana. Again, that relates to our previous discussion, because while the Tanakhama obviously argues that no, afen hayu ba'oso anes also has the capacity to generate a chiyuv, to generate an independent takana, right? Parallel to option number one in the Griz within Nashim, that the role of Afin Hayu Ba'osu Venez is that it generates a new takana. So says the Tanakhama, yeah, Afin Hayu applies to katana because Afin Hayu can generate an independent chiyuv for katana. Comes along Rebbe and says, no, once katanim are not subject to mitzvos, so then Afin Hayu, since Afin Hayu doesn't generate new chiyuvim, it just neutralizes Peturim, that it's only going to work by Nashim, who already have a pre-existing Chiyuv. And a parallel where this idea comes up, that Afen Hayu only works when there is at least a baseline Chiyuv, is by that same Ran and Megillah. If you go back to that Ran and Megillah, after he quotes the Ramban, remember the Ramban is quoted as saying, oh, Afen Hayu, is the reason why there's a chiyuv mikra megillah for ketanim. And if you look back, the Ran there rejects the Ramban exactly along the lines of what we're saying right now. All right, do you have it? The end of that paragraph says v'lo nichali b'hai peruka. It's like a couple lines towards the end.
Yeah.
Go for it.
V'lo nichali b'hai peruka.
Since Ketanim, right? I mean, since Ketanim are not, right, b'nei chiyuva in mitzvos, so therefore it doesn't matter that afin hayu ba'oso anes. Because v'hai taima, the reason of afin hayu ba'oso anes, lo shayach.
It's only shayach v'ir b'chiyuva. B'shar mitzvos k'nashim b'chayven le'hu nami b'hai b'nei sh'apin hayu b'osu anes. So what b'chayven because of apin hayu b'osu anes.
I say nashim who are b'nos chiyuva in general. So then, apin hayu can come along and be m'chayv them. But man, to lo shayach.
Shayach v'chiyuva heich m'chayven le'hu mishum hayachiyuva. The two of them are so you can only m'chayv if you already were b'chiyuva.
So right, so the Ran, again, which works out beautifully, that's exactly what the Rashbam is saying. Basically, the Ran has that same type of rejection. It says, you can't apply Afen Hayu Ba'oso Anes to Ketanim because Ketanim are not Bnei Chiyuva, and Afen Hayu only applies to a person who at their core is a Bar Chiyuva. Again, while the Ran doesn't explain why that is, why is it that Afen Hayu Ba'oso Anes only applies to someone who is a Bar Chiyuv? I think we can explain, like we were saying before, that it all comes back to the nature of Afen Hayu. That if you see Afen Hayu Ba'oso Anes as generating an independent chiyuv, so then it would even apply to a katan, even though a katan isn't a bar chiyuva. So Afen Hayu Ba'oso Anes is going to generate its own chiyuv. But if you see Afen Hayu Ba'oso Anes as not something which generates a chiyuv, but only as something which neutralizes a patur, so now it would explain the Ran and the Rashbam B'shem Rabbi Yehuda as saying, therefore, Afen Hayu, because it only neutralizes the patur and only allows for Nashim to have a fallback chiyuv, and therefore only applies to groups of people who have a fallback chiyuv, i.e. Nashim, who are b'nos chiyuva. Inkein ketanim, since they don't have that fallback chiyuv because they're not b'nei chiyuva, so therefore Afen Hayu ba'oso anes is not going to be shayach. Just finish one last thing and then I'll take a question. So far, that's our understanding of, right, the rejection, right, Rabbi Yehuda's rejection of the Tanakhama within the Afen Hayu Ba'oso Anes, simply saying that Afen Hayu Ba'oso Anes is not subject to Ketanim because Afen Hayu Ba'oso Anes does not apply to non-Bnei Chiyuva. But within the second approach, right, the basis of the Tanakhama was in the Din and the Chinuch, So then you could simply understand that what Rabbi Yehuda is saying, right? You can understand it literally. V'chimato elos yeshli tinokas b'yayin is saying that, oh, the din, we know then generally that the din, the mitzvah of chinuch, only applies to particular mitzvos and to ketanim of a particular age when that katan can appreciate the mitzvah in hand, can understand the mitzvah in hand, can perform the mitzvah in hand. But says, and this is both the Chiddush Ha'aran and Rabbeinu David Lashitasa, say, right, since they think that the Tanakhama, the basis of the Tanakhama was midin chinuch, they say the basis of Rabbi Yehuda's rejection is saying, oh, that mitzvah midin chinuch is not relevant to dalakosos, because the notion of dalakosos in their lashon, you know, generating a derech cheres of a shtia, right, midin cheres, and putting the person in a certain frame of mind, of simcha and cheres, that's not applicable to ketanim. So says Rabbi Yehuda, according to both Chiddush Ha'aran and Rabbeinu David, the reason why there's no mitzvah of chinuch for dalakosos is because ketanim are not shayach to the concept of derech. Last hour before I take any questions, is that it works out, I think he's going to put the whole sugya, you know, put it all together, that it works out very nicely, that Rabbeinu David, I mean, it's like this, right? The only Rishonim who could explain Rabbi Yehuda as saying that the reason why the mitzvah of chinuch is not shayach is because, oh, the essence of the mitzvah is a derech cheros, and you know, and ketanim aren't shayach to derech cheres. The only people who can say such a thing are the mefarshim who adopt the din shtia shel cheres, you know, component to dalakosos. And it happens to work out very well l'shitaso that the Ran l'shitaso adopts approach number two. If you still recall the numbers, right? Approach number two: the dalakosos are all about din cheres. Therefore, for the Ran, as we pointed out at the time, it makes a lot of sense that a katan is not shy of the derech cheres; it's not going to be shy of the dalakosos. And similarly, Rabbeinu David also l'shitaso, right? One day, it was also an approach number two person. Right? The first day of Rabbeinu David is that he also thought that the only din of dalakosos is a din cheres, and even the second day, which is there are two dinim, right? It could be, Rabbeinu David says, as long as you're not shayach to one of the two, you know, main dinim of dalakosos, you're not going to be shayach to the mitzvah hand. So it works out very well. L'shitaso that both Rabbeinu David and the Ran, who are derech cheres people, or throughout the sugya, are the ones who say, oh, that's gufa, the rejection of Rabbi Yehuda, saying that the mitzvah of chinuch does not apply because ketanim are not shayach to the concept of cheres.
So, I mean, the Ran says that the reason that what Rabbi Yehuda is saying is that they're not
shayach
to derech
cheres. Yeah, he says that. Yeah. This is a lesson of the Ran. We'll stop here. Ma ma'ila yesh l'tinok is behind. Kolomer, b'chi ha lo shayach l'choncha b'mitzvos, d'kevan she'enenen u'smechen bo, ein lahen derech cheres. And Rabbeinu David has a similar lesson.
It's not saying that they're incapable of derech cheres. It's saying that this is not derech cheres.
Meaning they're incapable of drinking wine midin cheres.
If you give them cookies, that would be
their affairs,
but the
devil's
not a
cookie.
Or Klaios. Oh.
Those are
Shalisha. What? Yeah. I'm just joking. That was a joke. Okay, we'll stop here for a minute.